This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Of your belief in Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani as another prophet, that's the real issue. Okay, all these discussions, which are very important on the Quran, on tafsir, on hadith, our disagreement, everything stems from one phenomenon. And that phenomenon is the claim of Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani to prophethood. That's where the real issue is. It's very kind of him. I really appreciate that. I'm very happy that you guys came. I gave him a big hug outside in the parking area. And I just want everyone to know that we can continue this spirit. Okay, we were not here to degrade or humiliate or insult each other. Rather, he will say what he thinks is true, and I will respond, and I will say what I think is true, and that's it. It's a very short conversation. Let's keep it dynamic. Let's not stick to one topic because then it's going to go on for
let's
long.
Let's hit up as many topics as we can. Inshallah, I just want to start with one important thing, which is that for Ahmadi Muslims, like the Ahlul Hadith, one thing we can agree on is the beautiful statement of Hazrat Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahmullah, you're aware of it, where he basically explained that I get so amazed that, you know, someone gets a sahih sanad and they respond by saying Sufyan al-Thawri said this.
Okay.
You know? Mm. And for us, hujjah is Quran and a hadith. Yes. Apart from Quran and a hadith, the only hujjah for us is ijma of sahaba. Yes. Not a sahabi's personal... Because like the Ahlul Hadith ulama explained, qawl al-sahabi laysa bi hujjah. Right? So I want to start with...
But how about hadith? When you say hadith, do you have a standard to follow hadith, for example, authentic hadith? Because I have found that Ahmadis use a lot of inauthentic, fabricated reports to support their view as well. Yeah.
So
like La Mahdi Illa Isa. Yeah.
So see, this question of La Mahdi Illa Isa, it's really important. It's from Ibn Majah, right? And some scholars authenticated as well.
Okay.
For example, Ibn Kathir, rahmullah, in Al-Bidayah wa Nahaya, he writes that people say this hadith is weak because of Khalid bin al-Jundi, and they say he's majhul. But then he explains that he was actually the sheikh of Imam Shafi. Other ulama have also accepted. Hassan al-Basri and Mujahid used to say that Isa ibn Maryam is the Imam Mahdi.
Okay.
They used to believe
then
this.
Then each and every single statement will have to be qualified from isnad.
And
we do not have any authentic isnad, to my knowledge, that state that Isa alayhi salam is Mahdi.
There is Musnad Ahmad. Isa ibn Maryam, Imam Mahdi. And if we have Musnad Ahmad, I can pull it out.
You can...
laptop.
Yeah.
Can you tell me the hadith?
I have the scan here.
And we can check the authenticity.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any references I quote, right? I'm obviously going to be extremely careful.
Yeah.
So I just
I don't want to waste time
where I have to open up every reference. I'm taking.
Yeah. This is what I'm saying. Let's keep it generic.
But
so
this is the narration.
Topics,
this brother can check it up. It's hadith number. Sorry. This is in my laptop. So. I use a double screen desktop, so
okay,
I'm not using
no problem.
It's Musnad Ahmad. Okay, I have it right here.
Can you guys pause for 1 second? I just want to see here if it's working.
Yeah.
1 second.
Maryam Imam Mahdiya. This is in Musnad Ahmad.
Okay.
Okay, so we can look into the authenticity after.
And Yalqa.
And Yalqa is Ibn Maryam.
Imam Mahdi.
Yeah.
So he will meet.
No.
This is not
Yalka Minkum, Man Asha Minkum.
Okay.
From you who meets Isa ibn Maryam. Not only this Adnan Bey, in Sahih.
So we have to check the authenticity of that.
Yeah, so we'll
first
do that.
Check where, do you have the, Anjalka?
Yeah.
Anjalka, Isa ibn Maryam,
okay.
Mahdi.
And Adnan Bey, not only that, whenever we discuss Imam Mahdi, we start from Bukhari and Muslim.
Yeah. But all of these points, you see, they are very important points.
But we can discuss them after, right?
Okay, so our main contention, you know, us, when I say Muslims, Again, when I say you are non-Muslims, this is not an insult.
Of course.
This is by our standards. Okay, by, you know, we are sitting in the masjid and we're talking, you know, like brothers in humanity. Okay, we don't see eye to eye with each other, clearly. I'm not an Ahmadi and you're not a Sunni, okay, right? Sunni Muslim. But we believe that because of the virtue of your belief in Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani as another prophet, that's the real issue. Okay, all these discussions, which are very important, on the Quran, on tafsir, on hadith, our disagreement, everything stems from one phenomenon. And that phenomenon is the claim of Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani to prophethood. That's where the real issue is.
So,
okay, all the things we discuss, okay,
they will come.
Yes, secondary. Primary is Mirza.
Okay, so this is
where. Because Mirza Sahab is at the center of it,
yeah.
You know? So this is why. When I say that we should not discuss anything else other than Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani himself, I don't mean that we can't discuss other topics. Other topics, Khatamun Nubuwa, or topics like Wafatul Masih or Hayatul Masih, okay? All of these topics can be discussed. But why do the Ahmadis discuss these topics? Because they want to bring the buck back to Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani. Because they want to show us, as we seem to be misguided to the Ahmadi community, we appear to be misguided to the Ahmadi, because we're not believing in a true prophet, right? So you want to bring us to the true prophet of God, Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani. We are saying, that's where we're going to start. We don't want to go to any other discussion.
So, Anambi, on this, I just want to make something clear. So, first we have to understand what was the claim of Hazrat Ahmad al-Assam. What was his claim, so everyone is aware, right? The main difference between us, and this is throughout his al-Assam's books, is that, look, the ahadith are clear on Nuzul-e-Masih. These are mutawatir ahadith. Hazrat Ahmad al-Assam says, whoever denies them is min al-mulhideen. Anyone who denies Nuzul-e-Masih is denying mutawatir ahadith. But the question is that we have Sahih al-Bukhari here, the most authentic book after the Quran, right? We should look at what did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say about Hazrat Isa alaihi wasallam, and what does the Quran say about Hazrat Isa alaihi wasallam? Because if Hazrat Isa alaihi wasallam is alive in the heavens with his body, according to Kitabullah and Sahih al-Bukhari, everything is finished. But if we prove from the muhkam ayat of Quran-e-Kareem that Hazrat Isa alayhi salam has died, and according to aqwal of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and ijma of Sahaba in Sahih al-Bukhari, then the latter-day Messiah has to be someone else. And that is all found in Sahih al-Bukhari.
Okay.
So let me just quote one verse, because it's Allah...
I understand.
Yeah.
We'll let you quote the verse as well.
The
point is again the same point. Let's say, for the sake of the argument, we cut to the chase. We concede that Isa alayhi salam died. A'udhu billah. We don't believe that.
This is why we want to discuss it.
I know you.
So, when Mirza Ghulam Sahab, when he was not a prophet yet, when he wasn't getting ilham, right? What was his. With the Quran and the Sunnah in front of him, and he did ijtihad like any other of our Muslims, what was his opinion on Hayat al-Isa?
Yeah. So in the start...
He believed in exactly what we believe
exactly.
in.
Exactly.
In this is clearly stated in his book,
Brahini
Ahmadiyya.
So the principle is that you keep him as the topmost scholar.
Yeah.
You keep him that? From his understanding of Quran and Sunnah, without additional wahi, he did not get that out of
us. This is a really important question, brother. But there's a famous concept, right, in Islam.
But
that,
I want to cut to the chase.
Yeah.
You see, this discussion, I want to cut to the chase.
Yeah, so
let's say we concede. Isa alayhi salam died, as the Ahmadis claim.
Yeah.
Although they're the first ones to come up with this. Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani had to come up with this. Let's say he's right. For the sake of the argument, okay? And let's say that, you know, prophethood is still open.
Yeah.
For the sake of the argument, I'm going to give you this, you know, space to move around. Let's say, for the sake of the argument, I'm making it very clear that this is, to us, is kufr. To believe this is kufr.
To say Isa alayhi salam has died?
No. Actually, we do.
That's kufr.
I believe
okay.
It's kufr.
Okay, so now...
Wait. Because it goes against the Quran.
Okay,
my understanding... Because I believe it's in the Quran.
Okay.
The life of Isa alayhi salam is in the Quran. That's again, because anyone who denies that clear verse of the Quran, anyone who denies any verse of the Quran is kufr.